May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, the talk is, it really gets to the point of what the lessons are. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts, and that's what the lessons are about, what comes, you know, out from our hearts. Graft in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion. Nourish us with all goodness. And bring forth in us the fruit of all good works. Each one of those points, this is what our lessons are about today. In the Old Testament time, the heart was where they felt evil intentions came from. It was where they felt that the struggle between evil and good was from, you know, our hearts. And this is what the gospel is all about. Sincere, genuine, and true devotion, and being internal devotion versus superficial, and so many outward rituals that almost distracts us from God and takes us away from true religion, from true worship. It leaves us not enough time to do God's will if we're that distracted by accomplishing all the different superficial rituals. Okay. I wanted to find something. I'm sorry. There we go. Okay. So, in Mark, it starts off. Now, when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed, and here it is, they noticed that some of the disciples were eating with defiled hands. And so they asked Jesus, but that's a little bit later. I'm going to get back to this. The word tradition that's in here is, I thought, it's something, a word to take notice, because the Pharisees and all the Jews at that time usually did not eat or drink without washing their hands. They really did wash their pots, and they washed their cups, they washed their dishes. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good, healthy habit to have. But if we don't wash our hands, it's not going to defile us. And that's what Jesus was trying to teach them. It's if you don't wash your hands, it doesn't mean that you don't love the Lord. It doesn't mean that you can't come to worship. It just means you might get a little sick if you get germs. And notice the word tradition. That's what it was. It was a tradition. It was not a law from the Torah. It was not a law from Moses, and they had made it in their minds that it had to be strictly and rigidly done. So of course they complained. The Pharisees always complained. But Jesus, being very adept at teaching and knew God and his ways inside and out, and was such a perfect and pure soul, because he was God Almighty, but also 100% man, he quoted Isaiah to them. He said, Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written. That got their attention. Calling somebody a hypocrite, that would do it. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. You abandon, and he continues, and he tells them, you abandon the commandment of God and hold to human traditions. What Jesus was trying to teach them is, go back to God, go back to the Ten Commandments, do God's will, not the things in life that you feel are important or necessary. Some of them are good, but never more important than a true heart and true worship and a pure mind. Jesus knew that the Pharisees had made it extremely difficult for the average person to worship God, and sometimes to even attend worship. They had made thousands of rigid rituals, which were really totally devoid of true worship. It was totally devoid of spiritual meaning. Now, I may be going out on a limb, but has anybody ever eaten without washing their hands at least once in their life? Well, thank you. You know, it doesn't mean that the people who do that aren't spiritual or don't love the Lord or don't serve God. What it means is they might get a cold. So we have to be careful. Next we have Jesus, after he quotes from Isaiah, he explains to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile." And that's what he was trying to teach them. And he lists them. From within the heart comes evil intentions, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, and folly. All of those come from within us when we're really not following God's way or his will. Jesus wasn't trying to have his followers disregard the religious regulations or even the food regulation traditions. But what he was trying to do was call attention to their attitudes, to how they spoke, how they thought, what they actually did, their actions, how they worshiped God. Because Jesus tells us that if we worship God in vain, in other words, we come and we say all the right things, but when we leave, we don't really love the Lord and love and cherish his creation and his world, we're in trouble. And St. Paul says that in 1 Corinthians right off the bat. Jesus wanted his followers to be more concerned about justice, about caring, about the person even right next to you, right next to me. Caring about people in the community, having true faith, having true worship, and being compassionate and loving. And I have to admit, St. Paul, he definitely got the message. He understood what defiled a person. He understood that it came from within, not from without. And he teaches, every generous act of giving, every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. That teaches us that when we are good, it's not really us by ourselves. It's our inner souls, the Holy Spirit in us that's working. And we are good because God has made us good. We are holy because God has made us holy. And then he continues and said, "You must understand this, my beloved." And this is how Jesus' followers are to be. Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, because our anger does not produce God's righteousness. And be doers of the word, not only hearers, but doers. So what I would like to do in the bulletin, I actually thought the prayer of the week hit the nail on the head. So if you would pray together with me the prayer of the week one more time. O God, our strength, without you we are weak and wayward creatures. Protect us from all dangers that attack us from the outside, and cleanse us from all evil that arises from within ourselves. that we may be preserved through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.